This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 12th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were fairly quiet. We were drifting lower. We did see the bull spreads work, however, on a lower trade. That would suggest that the buyers are starting to step in here. Corn was slightly higher. Soybeans were under a bit of pressure. I think the market is basically just trying to pace sideways, waiting for today's supply-demand report. We do expect to see wheat ending stocks increased, and that's just a reflection of what the small grain summary showed us at the end of September. And then corn and soybeans, the trade is expecting yields to be down slightly, but basically we're still looking at big crops and comfortable carryover stocks. We saw that Egypt yesterday afternoon put out another tender. This is an international tender, and it follows a purchase that they made in a private negotiation just a day earlier of 480,000 tons of wheat from Russia. So kind of surprising to see them immediately turn around for an international tender. It was rumored that they had tried to negotiate another deal, but they couldn't agree to the terms. So they got what little they could in a private deal from Russia, but now they have to go back to the international market. This will give us a nice snapshot of where world prices are. It's expected it'll come from Eastern European countries, probably Romania, Ukraine, perhaps, maybe even Russia, but it looks like most likely be Eastern Europe. In South America, Argentina's Rosario Grain Exchange lowered their wheat production estimate another 700,000 tons, taking them down to 14.3 million. So we're seeing a steady ratcheting down of production estimates coming out of not only South America, but Australia as well. And again, today with the supply demand, we'll get USDA's latest outlook for both of those countries. There are some rumors floating around that China is back into the U.S. wheat market. They've been on a bit of a buying spree lately. And so they did buy some U.S. wheat here recently, and that's the rumor. I haven't seen any confirmation of that, but that is the talk around the trade. Looking at the war situation in the Black Sea, it looks like Russia did manage to damage more grain storage facilities south of Odessa. That would be most likely the port areas. Ukraine reporting that they managed to knock down 27 out of 36 drones in the last air raid. But the ones that are getting through are managing to do some damage. So it's just more of the same coming from the war, where Russia's managing to continue to put the hurt on to Ukraine, whereas Ukraine has had some success hitting Russian targets, but not nearly as much as Russia has on Ukraine. And let's take a quick look at weather. We're looking here in the United States, you know, the corn and soybean harvest has proceeded with very few delays, but it looks like this weekend it's going to be a pretty good rain system move across the northern plains, kind of the southern part of the northern plains, South Dakota, southern the reaches of North Dakota, and across the northern Midwest. So that's going to slow things down temporarily. Obviously, with the cooler temperatures, it doesn't dry down as fast. But for the most part, the harvest has proceeded pretty smoothly here in the United States. And the trade is expecting that most of it will be wrapped up by the end of October. So, you know, we're nearing that. I would expect that harvest lows will be carved out by then. From what we're hearing, farmers are putting most of their corn and beans into private storage. So, you know, when that runs out, you'll probably see more cash pressure toward the end of harvest. But already the trade focus has shifted over to South America. Brazil is trying to get their soybean crop planted, but they're running into some very dry conditions across a huge expanse of soybean country. It's slowing down the soybean planting, which will delay the harvest and then, of course, delay corn plantings, which is a very important crop for them. So this has longer-term ramifications, not to mention it's just dry, you know, right in front of us. So the soybean market, you know, under pressure here in the United States, but I think, you know, after today's crop report and once we get toward the end of harvest here, you know, the trade is going to take a good hard look. You know, if it's still dry in Brazil, you're going to start to see some weather premium being built into the soy complex. So just things to keep in mind. But I think front and center for soybeans, you know, got to get through harvest here. And then I think you pretty much passed your cash pressure. And I think you're going to see some weather premium being built into soybeans. Corn and wheat, it's for wheat especially, you're probably going to have to get into the cold weather, which will slow down exports out of the Black Sea. It won't stop them. Russia has some deep water ports, but it will certainly slow things down. And I think that's really our window of opportunity, which will probably be December into early February, that we have that opportunity to really ramp up our own exports. Soft red wheat out of Chicago does look to be competitive in the world. The hard wheats of Kansas City and Minneapolis have to protect supply. And I think that's where your big demand is going to come from. Brazil is looking at a disastrous hard red winter wheat crop in the south with far too much rain. So those rains that really should have fallen over Argentina because of El Nino and should be moving north in Brazil are kind of being funneled right in through southern Brazil. They've had way too much rain on their crops there. So the wheat crop there is going to be low quality. They're going to be coming into the market for high quality milling grade hard red winter wheat. Normally they would get that from Argentina, but Argentina's not going to have enough to supply Brazil. So we expect to see them coming into the broader market, which really, frankly, just leaves the United States for hard red winter wheat, other than Russia or Argentina. So our opportunities are there. I think KC will gain against Chicago. Minneapolis will gain against Chicago. They already have to some degree, but because Chicago is competitive worldwide, I think that that will be supportive for the whole wheat complex. But it's going to take some time to turn the ship around. We did not get our seasonal run. Normally, we're putting in a high in early October. Well, clearly, that's not happening. Probably going to turn out to be a low, just flipping that seasonal upside down. But I do think there's opportunity for this market to move higher as we work our way through the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.